Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, thank you for joining us today. We are live the 30th day of November 2008. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. We'll be taking your phone calls on a host of important issues at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. Or if you're listening locally in Central Texas to the station that we come to you from, syndicated across the country, News Radio 590 KLBJ, 836-0590. Okay, here are the important stacks of news I have in front of me. One of them is the Associated Press with a headline, 90% of infant formula sold in the United States has the deadly poison melamine in it. And what does the FDA do after 2 years of scandals with this and it turning out that most baby formula and thousands of foods have it in them, not just made in China, but here in the United States as well? They come out and say, well, you know what, we're just going to say that melamine isn't bad for you then. Now, in China, thousands have died from this. Hundreds of thousands have gotten sick in the last few years. Why now would our government, if you can call it that, say that it's not bad for you? I'll give you my take on that. We'll be discussing it. By the way, remember about a year and a half ago in China with the first big scandal dealing with this? They executed the head of the factory. They executed the head of the factory who allowed this to happen. And then now it's just, oh, so what? It's not bad for you. In fact, it's good for you. I have another report here. They just executed another guy, Reuters reports, involved with this in the milk in China. So in China, they execute you for this. In the United States, their answer with the executives allowing this to happen is, you know what? We're just going to say that isn't bad for you. How's that sound? So we'll be going over that for you today. And this story dovetails in with a culture of government, corporations, individuals, more and more, who just don't care about anybody else but themselves, or in many cases don't even care about themselves. It's just a smiley-faced, a smart-mouthed arrogance, a delusional outlook that many, many Americans have, and that's what's allowing just out-of-control corruption to breed at every level of our society. And, of course, that dovetails with worker dies in Long Island Walmart after being trampled in Black Friday stampede. And all over the news across the nation are videos, not just of this guy being stampeded and killed by hundreds of people running over him, or the fact that they then threw fits and basically threatened to riot when they were told, you just killed this guy, we've got to close the store. They said, I don't care. That's in the Associated Press. They said on record, we don't care if he's dead. We want our Xboxes. We want our Chinese slave goods, and we want them now. We want our melamine-filled candies and children's formula because we're self-centered. We're so self-centered that we don't breastfeed our children. Though that's the reason women have breasts and all mammals have mammary glands. We don't care if statistically the CC size of the brain, the development of the IQ, the health of a child is inexorably tied to mother's milk. And we don't just care if the milk's full of poison. Again, it all just compounds and stacks up on top of itself. But then I saw videos all over the country of people at Walmart, Toys R Us, Target stores fighting with each other over sale items. I mean, getting in brawls, in fist fights. They could care less if their country's being destroyed, if their national sovereignty's being destroyed, if a world government's being set up, if their currency's being devalued, if $7.8 trillion has been stolen in the last 6 weeks, according to AP and Bloomberg. That's right, by the private Federal Reserve. They don't care. They don't care about anything but drinking beer, eating cheeseburgers, and what the rankings are for college football and who's going to get the number one slot. And it's all been done by design. We have the government documents, the behavioral psychology, the evolutionary psychology documents on this. They have used Madison Avenue and PR to turn the American people and the people of the West predominantly into a bunch of automaton consuming androids who aren't even really conscious. And now that people don't care about their neighbors, their friends, their families, anybody for that matter, so what if the cop tasers your neighbor to death? So what if the CPS kidnaps your neighbor's children or even your cousin's children with no due process? And so what if they're five times more likely to kill the children or hurt the children in their custody? So what if the Texas Youth Commission runs giant rape camps with the children? So what if there's just corruption at every level of government? So what? So what? So what? So what? Because we're all so self-centered and dumbed down and decadent. Worker dies at Long Island Walmart after being trampled in Black Friday stampede. A Walmart worker died after being trampled when hundreds of shoppers smashed through the doors of a Long Island store Friday morning, police and witnesses said. The 34-year-old worker employed as an overnight stock clerk tried to hold back the unruly crowds just after the Valley Stream store opened at 5 a.m. And it went on to report that they just stomped over his body, and then he was pronounced dead at the hospital 30 minutes later. Now, that was the first story that came out about it out of the Daily News. Here is the Associated Press sought Walmart shoppers who trampled New York worker. That is the headline. It says, this crowd was out of control, Fleming said. He described the scene as utter chaos. Fleming manages the store and said the store didn't have enough security. Dozens of store employees trying to fight their way out to help Damore, who died, were also getting trampled by the crowd, Fleming said. Shoppers stepped over the man on the ground and streamed into the store. Damore, 34, of Queens, was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead around 6 a.m. Police said the exact cause of death had not been determined. The 28-year-old pregnant woman was also taken to the hospital where she and the baby were reported to be okay. And it goes on. It says, Kimberly Cribbs, who witnessed the stampede, said shoppers were acting like savages. Well, we are savages now. That's what they turned us into. The IQs from the poisons and the water and food and the fluoride, the education system by design to dumb us down. The average American can't find the U.S. on a map, on a globe. The average American doesn't know who the vice president is. The average American literally is a complete idiot. That's why we're so enslaved. And it goes on. When they were saying they had to leave, that an employee got killed, people were yelling, I've been online since yesterday morning, and they kept on shopping. And had to be forcibly brought out of the store by police. So this is the type of news we're dealing with. Here's another one. Witnesses, fatal shooting followed toy store brawl. Two women started fighting with each other at a checkout line over who was in line first. So the two husbands pulled out guns and killed each other. That's AP. Again, I have this video here, shoppers fight at Walmart. I got a whole bunch of these videos with them just greedily beating the daylights out of each other to try to get junk products. Fine, I'm sure a lot of it isn't junk products. The point is that it's junk compared to not acting like animals. That people put products above everything else in their lives. They don't care about knowledge. They don't care about being informed. They don't care about their liberties or their freedoms. They don't care about their health. They don't care if there's poison in the baby food. Where's the national movement to get the melamine out of our food and the lead and all the other poisons? It's a huge list. Where's the national movement? 90% of the baby formula has melamine in it. Associated Press, where's the national movement? Where's the outcry? Where's the anger? They've been reporting this for almost 2 years. Now it's turning into a huge issue. It's in all these thousands of products. 90% of the baby formula has it. And the government sees that the public is brain dead and doesn't care. So they say, you know what? We'll just tell you that melamine's good for you. You cannot make this up. Google, government says melamine not bad. And you will read the Food and Drug Administration saying that melamine is good for you, even though it attacks every organ in your body, attacks your kidneys, attacks your brain, attacks your heart, attacks all your other major tissues. So this culture of not caring. In the past, Americans, if they saw somebody run over by a car, would help them. Or saw a woman mugged, they'd help them. Or saw a cop run over, they'd help them. Or a kid being beaten to death on the side of the road, they'd help them. Now they don't. They call 911. They hand over their responsibility to a government that won't and can't help them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everyone. everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XT for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 28, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 8:11:40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $835.79, $417.89 for a half ounce, and $208.95 for the quarter ounce. That's $835.79, $417.89, and $208.95.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrevealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology, trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back live. Coming up, a top Russian analyst for the government says they believe the United States is going to break up into 5 to 6 parts. You know what concerns me? Pentagon futurist projections say that they believe that's a serious danger. The British government believes that's a serious danger. Gerald Celente, who you heard on last Sunday's show, who's a top trends forecaster for IBM, major trends forecaster for CNN, Fox News, is saying that that is a real danger by 2012. The Russians are saying 2010. But what they're not explaining is this is by design. Just like the British fomented the civil war between the North and the South to try to break up the country, and that's mainline history. They just don't put it on your PBS documentaries about the subject. Or just like the British and the United States, the French, the Dutch, the Germans, about 150 years ago, broke China up into 10 different parts. This is what internationalists do. This is what globalism is. It's nothing new. So I'll be going over that later in the show, but I do want to hear from callers, specifically dealing with the subject that I just brought up. I mean, almost every week I come in here, and I could come in here every day, but half the time I just don't want to even cover these stories because they make me so upset. Remember a few weeks ago I played clips here on the show in California for 45 minutes, some deranged schizophrenic was beating a two-year-old toddler to death on the side of a major highway. Hundreds of cars passed. Scores of cars stopped, but fearfully stood back while he punched and stomped and kicked the small child. Now, the police didn't have any units in the area. It took them a long time to respond after the 911 call came in, so they diverted a police helicopter to land in a nearby field. They ran up. The guy wouldn't stop stomping the child, so they filled him full of lead. Good. I'm glad they did. And clearly, he's there committing this murder. There he is. He's not stopping. Boom, an eye for an eye. I'm certainly for the death penalty in that case. But the issue here is the public was trained to not intercede themselves. The public was trained to call 911. Told the story of the lady choking in a restaurant here in Austin. And I came out of the bathroom, and she was choking, and no one was helping her. And they were saying, call 911. They were arguing about who would call 911. And screaming like a bunch of gelded ninnies, men and women, probably 25, 30 of them. And I had to shove them aside. They were trying to stop me from doing the Heimlich, going, do you know how? Wait till an ambulance. Wait, do no, we can't have a slave like us involved in the action. We're just supposed to watch TV and watch football games and be spectators. A nation of people known for action. A nation of inventors and scientists and trailblazers. A nation of pioneers turned into a nation of cowardly, dumbed-down, arrogant scum. Now, not all of us, but on average, we have gone from the most inventive, the most intelligent, the most aggressive, the most dynamic, the most informed in the world to now being the stupidest people in the first world. And there's only 15 first-world nations. Last time I checked, we were 30-something in the world in every major category. We are basically falling apart. And so you witness all these arrogant, greedy, self-centered people who have no morals, no moral compass, no value in ideas or information or their family name, any of this, outside of Walmart, wanting the deals so bad that they, wanting to pray at the altar of cheap Chinese slave goods, so bad that they trampled this guy to death and then didn't care and refused to quit shopping, and then police had to go in mass and remove them as they were greedily still trying to line up at cash registers to buy the goods. If that isn't a testament to what's happened to this country, I don't know what it is. Why have we gone from being the most informed, the most active go-getters, people who loved our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, to a nation of individuals that could care less about each other? And that's what it is. And it's not just poor folks wanting to rush into a Walmart and buy these slave goods that are deindustrializing the rest of our economy. Everything else is in the toilet. Walmart's profits are up. It's the sinking to the bottom here. It's the yuppies. It's the well-to-do people. It's the middle class, the upper middle class, the nouveau riche, full of themselves, arrogant. Won't talk to anybody outside of their class, won't get involved in politics, won't get involved in being informed, won't say anything political that's politically incorrect on the liberal or conservative side. Politically neutralized. That's why the country is falling apart. We have a nation of people that don't talk to their neighbors, that aren't involved in their communities, All they do is watch the glowing television set every night and wring their hands over the BCS rankings. Oh, my gosh, who is going to be number one? How are the coaches voting? I mean, just grown men calling into all these sports shows. It's fine to watch sports. It's fine to be into them. But to get angry and to be threatening and calling to talk shows and say, this person, I'd like to beat the daylights out of that, you know, running back, he didn't catch the pass, or that receiver, or, oh my gosh, UT really deserves the number one ranking. You've got your priorities totally screwed up. And on the other hand, we have these wicked social engineers, the social architects, the behavioral psychologists, the Madison Avenue PR masters running our culture, showing us since the 50s millions and millions of simulated murders and deaths on television to where people don't even get upset now when they see their fellow humans dying or being killed. And just like the people at Walmart stampeding in didn't care that they killed the guy and they just wanted their goods, just like they didn't have any empathy for him, no one's going to have empathy for them when they lose their house or they lose their job or the CPS kidnaps their children or the police beat them up at a checkpoint. And nobody's going to care about the cop when bad things happen to them. It is a society terminally corrupt. You know, Americans are only 4% of the world's population. 4%. Americans are only 4% of the population, but we had, not anymore, we had half the wealth in the planet. And why was that? Other countries were vicious and greedy and aggressive and warlike. We were too. But it was because we were more moral, at least with each other, and people greedily guarded their liberties and freedoms, and then out of that came the milk and honey. Out of that came the great economy. And now the social engineers have taught us with shows like 24 and CSI and all these programs that torture is good if it gets answers, that secret arrest is good, that tyranny is good, that war is good. And people make jokes about, let's just nuke all the Arabs. Let's just nuke all the Muslims. Oh, so what if 1.5 million Iraqis have been killed in the 5.5 years of occupation? And over 1 million before that. This has been going on for 18 years since 1991. Late 1990, actually, with Desert Shield. You see, you don't care about those Arabs. You don't care about those Muslims. You don't care about those people over there. You say just nuke them and turn them all into a glass parking lot. Well, I assure you, the elite running this country don't care about you either. And that's why they've stolen $7.8 trillion. That's Bloomberg and AP and Reuters. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now in the news and focus section on the right-hand side, PrisonPlanet.com. They have stolen, and the banks are taking our money, and they're using it to buy up what's left of our infrastructure, what's left of our ports and railways and stores and media. See? So you don't care about other people in the world? You don't care about your neighbor? Nobody cares about you either. And then we're all alone. Stay with us.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, we're back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. I want to go to your phone calls, and I've got a lot of other really important news that we're going to be covering as well, like what really happened in India in Mumbai. Oh, yes, it is a staged terror attack, but a more sophisticated type attack, not a purely state-sponsored attack. The Pakistani government is basically coming out with the same analysis that I put out Friday. The Russian government is saying the same thing. And so later we'll be getting into that. You see, Pakistani intelligence was set up by the British intelligence. This is mainline history, ISI. And the ISI was allowed to then get nuclear weapons through the United States, Israel, and Britain. That's right, Google, the U.S. helped Pakistan get nukes, or Google, Israel helped them get nukes. You'll get BBC, you'll get AP, you'll get Reuters. Going back about 15 years ago, back when Bill Clinton first got into office, and then right through George Bush, the outgoing president, because these guys are just puppets and carry out what their globalist masters tell them. Why would the globalists want to give nukes to Pakistan? Well, because they want to have a strategy of tension and have India and Pakistan at each other's throats over the disputed Kashmir region. Now, something happened. There was another coup, and the West put in Pervez Musharraf 8 years ago. And then about 9 months ago, he was finally thrown out as basically a dictator, and they did elect a government. And that government said, by the way, these terrorist forces that are in our country, they were trained in Afghanistan in the 1970s and 80s to fight the Russians. They worked for British and U.S. intelligence. We want them out. And those very same radical forces in the last 9 months, since the new government's been in power, have bombed the government buildings, have bombed government meetings, have blown up hotels, have tried to kill the Pakistani government. Remember in the last 9 months, every week or two, hearing about huge bombings in Pakistan where the Taliban, where Al-Qaeda was trying to kill the Pakistani government? And then our government, Bush, and now Obama, get up on the news and claim Pakistan, the government, is working with the very people that are attacking them, trying to kick them out? See, the ISI works for the Western intelligence. The ISI is staging terror attacks trying to topple the Pakistani government, so the United States has a pretext to come into Pakistan. Now, what have I been saying the last month? Since Joe Biden came out and said there will be a big international test for Obama. People said, what's he talking about? Economic? What's he? And I said, no, it's going to be Pakistan. I said this last week. I said it 2 weeks ago. I said it a month ago. It will be Pakistan. Watch for staged terror attacks in and around Pakistan or in India to be blamed on the Pakistani government. And now what did you see happen? Now, are these real Muslim terrorists? Are these complete nutballs that would, all these commandos, as many as 50 of them, showing up in Mumbai, the financial capital of India where the Taj Mahal is located, running around for 3 days, killing more than 300 people, throwing hand grenades? Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, they are real terrorists. And they believe in those camps that they are fighting for Islam. They believe they're fighting the West. They believe they're fighting their mortal enemy, the Hindus. But then when you go and look at who's funding them, it's ISI and U.S., British, / Israeli intelligence. So I said I'd get into this later. I guess I'm getting into it now. Then we'll go to Mike, Joshua, Mike, David, Jaja, Ian, George, and others that are patiently holding. But later I'm also going to play a clip, if we have time, from international television discussing this. But the head foreign minister and the head intelligence chief in Pakistan are saying that it is a, well, here's the Pakistan Times, Mumbai mayhem conspiracy to hit nuke, Gulf says Islamabad. The inner services intelligence chief, Hamid Gul, said that the Mumbai incident is an international-based conspiracy to deprive Pakistan of its atomic power. And then he goes into saying everything I've just said. Now, he said this yesterday. Friday, I went on air. I was going to take off Friday, but I went on air in the first hour. It's archived at Infowars.com, and I said exactly what's here. Why? Because it's the truth. Why would Pakistan, who's being bombed by the Al-Qaeda groups, the real Al-Qaeda, Western-controlled, Western-founded, why on earth would they go attack India when they're doing everything they can to not have another war with India? They're doing everything they can to avert near nuclear war in 2002. They already almost had. And then magically, fighters out of Pakistan get into Mumbai in India and blow the living daylights out of the capital city, terrorize the public. This happens over and over and over again. And it's been in the Jerusalem Post. It's been in Haaretz. It's been in the Israeli papers over and over again that the Israeli government will hire Arab agents who will go out and recruit young Palestinians and then pay them to stage terror attacks. Now, that's not Alex Jones saying that. That is the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz. Now, what came out in AP, Reuters, BBC, Der Spiegel last Monday? We wrote a story about it up at PrisonPlanet.com. The Kosovoans were happy to have the West come in and steal that away from Serbia and give it to the Muslims. But now the Muslims and the Serbs want the West, predominantly Germany, the main force for NATO, in Kosovo, southern Serbia, now broken off, basically given to Albania. They want them out. So the Germans were caught. This is mainstream news. This is admitted. For listeners, do not be lazy. Do not choose to just say I'm lying. Go pull it up. Google it. Hundreds of papers reported this because other NATO forces caught them. No, all the NATO forces aren't terrorists. Select groups, German intelligence was caught machine gunning and hand grenading government buildings, NATO buildings, blaming it on the Kosovoans, so that they would have a pretext to move in with a larger force. And so they would have a pretext to stay in the country. And then there was another case where the Polish government this week came out and said, yes, when we were in South Ossetia on a diplomatic mission, the Georgians, who, by the way, they're allied with, ran a sneak attack on them, trying to blame it on the Russians. And the Russians do the same thing, too. They've been caught blowing stuff up before and blaming it on their enemies. The point is, it's so much more sophisticated than what the media tells you. It's so much more sophisticated than the way they lay it out there and present it. Governments throughout history. Listen, we wrote a story a few months ago when it came out on WikiLeaks, got picked up by major newspapers around the world. The Army admitted it was real, but said they want to find out who released it because they want to arrest them. The Army released the 2000, it was leaked, the 2004 Army Manual. And we have copies of it. It's up on the site. We have links to it. You can read the Army Manual and the Army Manual number. And it says, it teaches Army captains in Black Ops and Special Operations. No, the general Army captains aren't taught this. It's all compartmentalized. That's how evil operates. Most of the troops are the best people in the world. They're great, hardworking, brave, incredible people. But the Army captains they psychologically test, who they put through Black Ops, who they decide are immoral, or, quote, will do the end justifies the means, they give them an Army training manual that tells them to create staged terror attacks, false flag attacks, how to stage bombing attacks in the Third World to blame it on their political enemies. The U.S. did this in Vietnam. And my point is, they do this over and over again. And the argument is, okay, well, the Russians do it. We've got to do it. You know, we've got to have every tool at our disposal. Well, see, once you allow that, just like Operation Northwoods, ABC News headline, U.S. government planned to attack U.S. cities as pretext for war. Operation Northwoods, hijack jets, bomb D.C., commit sniper attacks, how to frame patsies, have mass shootings on the streets like Mumbai. Operation Northwoods, Google that. ABC News, Baltimore Sun, Associated Press. You see, I'm just reporting to you here what's mainstream, but it's hidden in the back of the paper. Okay? All right, I promise. Calls for the next segment, into the next hour. I'm going to get to everybody. When we come back, stay with me.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Free yourself, from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see. GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away. With ZV, there are
no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
From get the tea to you, thank you, America.
Thank You Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Just to put a bookend on what I was saying about the Mumbai massacre, 3 days of terror in India, the Pakistani president is publicly begging India not to start a new war with them. He's saying that it was staged. He's saying they had nothing to do with it. Again, Ki Bono, who benefits? Why would they do that? No, the West wants to go into Pakistan. Obama has said he's going to go into Pakistan. They don't like the government that's in Pakistan right now, so they fund militants that they created in the 70s and in the 80s to then go in and attack. And that's just what all the evidence here shows. Remember, the Army Training Manual, and there's several others, says staged terror attacks. And it's very, very dangerous and very, very serious. But it is radical Islam that allows these intelligence agencies to find these mindless dupes to carry these type of activities out. And are there real Muslim terrorists? Absolutely. Are there real Hindu terrorists that go and kill Muslims routinely in India? Absolutely. Are there Christian radicals? Absolutely. The point is, the big spectaculars are always government provocateured or staged. Whereas 9/11 is 100% staged, most of the other attacks are provocateured, like in 91, 93. New York Times reported the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, gave them the detonators, then ordered their informants to stand down and let the bombing take place. Oh, yeah, they found radical Muslims that would do it, and they built the bomb for them because the idiots didn't know how. All right, I'm going to shut up about that. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Mike in Houston, thanks for holding today. Good to have you on the air with us.
Merry Christmas to you, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I wanted to point out, if you got a chance, there was a huge article in the Houston Chronicle today. The headline is, "Guns Sold Here Kill in Mexico." They're blaming the Houston gun shop owners for selling the weapons to the Mexican drug cartels.
Yeah, I've seen similar stories. Any way to demonize the Second Amendment and disarm us? No. You have a drug war going on with the U.S. funding tens of billions a year down there to send their drug cartels after the other drug cartels. So there is a war on drugs, but it's a fight between banks in the U.S. and England and Europe against the cartels that are down there that aren't paying their cut. And, yes, I know they're now demonizing the Second Amendment, using the incredible crime wave, the 2,000 dead on the Texas border, 11 months so far, over 2,000 dead on the Texas Mexico border. What about the other Houston Chronicle articles about tens of thousands of violent felon illegal aliens released out of Houston jails alone because the feds won't come pick them up? I mean rapists. I mean murderers. No, they turn crime loose on us. They allow lawlessness to take place. Then they hire more cops and won't let them fight crime. They got them out there writing old ladies' tickets.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? Everybody should write a letter to the editor telling the Chronicle, you know, how dare you criticize these gun shop owners. I mean, what's to stop somebody from selling somebody a car that wants to go out and
look,
shoot somebody?
I saw a month ago the Justice Department saying, we've got to close the gun show loophole, which means you can't privately sell a gun to somebody at your house at a gun show. You can't sell it to your neighbor. You can't buy a gun from your grandpa or your cousin. They want to shut down all gun sales that aren't registered.
Exactly.
And that's what NICS is. It is registered.
And I tell you what, man, you know, it's just so frustrating. And the article pointed out, oh, these purchases were fraudulent. It's right there. It's fraudulent purchases. I mean, you know, I mean, they think we're a bunch of buffoons.
It's total baloney. The Mexican drug cartels, narcotics is a $400 billion a year trade just in the United States a year. Okay, they're not buying their guns at the gun shows in Houston. Are low-level drug dealers doing it? Absolutely. More reason why I need my Second Amendment to protect myself. I appreciate your call. By the way, crime has been exploding for 2 years. Crime peaked in 1991, the highest it ever been. Then it went down about 20%, depending on which state you're in, but on average. Just pull up crime, unified crime statistics. Violent crime statistics. Now it's shooting back up. It's shooting back up, and that's because a bad economy always causes more crime. I mean, here in Austin, I'm reading about carjackings, home invasions, everywhere. But they won't say it's because crime's gone up. Well, let me tell the listeners this all over the country. Crime has exploded. Lock your cars. Lock your houses. Get a firearm. Learn how to use it. And kill people that come in your house. That's why I love living in Texas. I don't live in New York. I don't live in Chicago, where they've totally disarmed the people so they have the highest crime rates and all the criminals move there. I love living in a state like Florida or Texas or Arizona or Vermont, where you don't have hardly any home invasions compared to those, because they know they'll get killed. You come in my house, I'm going to kill you, you bastard murdering criminals. Stay away from me. Every day I look at my children and my wife, and I don't like punks and criminals on the streets. And listen, Google this. Google this for me in there, guys. I can't type while I talk. They had a story 2 weeks ago in the Houston Chronicle about tens of thousands of violent felons being released. Google, 400,000 criminals released from Houston jails. That's the real number. And you're like, how is that possible? Well, Houston Metro is 8 million people. Half of them are illegal aliens. It's not that Mexicans are criminals from Mexico. It's that the criminals come up here because this is the happy hunting ground. Remember the guy that went around murdering dozens of people on the railways? He kept getting caught, but they would always release him. Pull that story up. 400,000. Houston Chronicle. I want something done about it right now. Don't you be out there writing tickets on the highway all day. You get out there and you stop the crime wave invasion from Mexico and keep your hands off my guns. Joshua in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I wanted to comment on the person getting trampled there at Walmart. I watched the article, the story there on MSNBC, and they used that pretty quickly to spin it to say, well, you know, this could be avoided if we had more people for crowd control or more law enforcement. What do you think about that?
No, we need the public to not turn into savages, as the AP said. And we again, you cannot, with a million cops, with a billion cops, you can't control a society degenerating. All you get is the degenerated public becoming cops. This is how tyranny works. They break down society by design, the social engineers. Then they terrify the normal people, the middle class people, into accepting tyranny in the name of being safe. It's just unbelievable. They need to talk about the fact that the public is turning into animals.
Absolutely. I also wanted to say, I was researching a while back, have you heard anything about SafeLink Wireless? I saw that, and what that is the government is going to be giving cell phones to low-income families, to anyone who doesn't have a cell phone, Is that just to make sure that everyone is on the grid? Or
yes, the Telecommunications Act of 96, it's all satellite triangulated through the cell towers, GPS. They listen to you in live time, not just track you. Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead. I got mad earlier thinking about these criminals. George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
You know, when I lived in Florida, you know, thank God I had a 9mm because I tell you, people were trying to take the copper tubing out of my air conditioner, and I was there. I was glad I had a gun.
They need to die, and then that'll teach these scum, because what happens is they invade people's houses, and then nothing's done, and they end up killing and raping. I'm tired of innocents being hurt. I love it when home invaders get their butts shut. I love it when a piece of lead gets parked in their heart.
Well, anyway, I remember back like when they were starting to ban AK-47s, they had this.
They never banned AK-47s. You buy a $250 stamp. The Mac 90 semi-automatic variants of those is what they tried to restrict.
Well, anyway, this family put a gun-free home sign in their front yard, and guess what? They got invaded.
Absolutely. Listen, you pull up the Chicago crime statistics. They've had 20 people killed in one day there this year because they know the public is disarmed. And, of course, then the police are corrupt. The son of the mob boss runs the city. Of course, anywhere they take your guns, you have tyranny. Appreciate your call. I'm going to jam in one more. Jaja in New York. You're on the air worldwide.
What's up, Alex?
Hi.
How you doing today?
Good.
Those stampedes, first of all, it's totally third world. I used to live in Brazil, and that is totally typical of a third world mentality. So we are degenerating. Now, I got a.
No, we are becoming a third world nation.
We're totally becoming
that. And everything that comes with it.
It's slowly brainwashing people, and they think it's okay, and people are going to get used to it, and then you're going to see it, and then they're not even going to talk about it on the news, okay? But let me tell you something. An ex-boyfriend of mine got in touch with me. He's a FEMA project officer. I hit him with a whole bunch of information, and I said, you work for the devil. And he hit me back, and he used to be a punk rocker. He got me on the phone. He told me he'd seen a lot of stuff, and I got all the information today. He said that basically he's an engineer, he's an electrician. He's a head of company there. They're totally compartmentalized over there, and they're totally kept where they don't know certain things. They have shopping centers all over the United States that they're keeping off limits. They have armed guards, and he has cards and everything. And even if they see them,
no, that's been in the news. They're moving in bunks and generators into power plants. Stay there. I want to hear more about it after the news. Will you hold through the news with us?
Of course.
All right, put her on hold, Jaja. And we'll get to Ian, David, Ralph, Mike, and many, many others when the second hour continues. And, folks, they've trained you to not get mad. They've trained you to not get upset. They've trained you to not stand up. You're only allowed to get mad about the BCS rankings. You're only allowed to care about football and baseball. Instead of really getting angry about enslavement and tyranny, you're meant to get angry about that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.